Blog Talk Radio. Hey everybody, it's Simply Music with Jenny on the TCB Network, where we know how to TCB. And if you're here, you know we know. And we have someone calling in all the way from the UK. Let's answer Anne. Hello, Anne. How are you doing, sweetie?
Hi, Jenny. I'm doing great. What happened? I heard everything.
It's been quite a day, I tell you. It's just been really weird, really strange.
Well, we'll put it down to the day then.
Yes, put it down to the day, because it's like, oh no, I can't do this right now. I have to. You know how it goes.
Oh,
yes. And, oh Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. So that's
no more.
Exactly. You just go, okay, well, carry on. That's just what you gotta do. You just carry on.
That's it. Well, carry on regardless.
Speaking of carrying on, let's go ahead and start with Eric Clapton doing After Midnight. And we'll just get show on the road and forget everything that came before, and we'll be just fine.
Yep.
We'll be right back. Don't let it. No, I'm not going to say that. That's probably not a good thing to say.
No. Give that one a miss.
We'll just let that one ride. You know, the way the last few days has been going, we've been having some really bad internet problems and everything here. And it was like 3:30 yesterday afternoon. I was just trying to finish up getting the music in and all that good stuff yesterday. I missed that. I didn't get all my music in. I had to finish that this morning. And then it's like, oh, am I going to have internet tomorrow for my show? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't just here at the station. It was this whole town that caught anybody who got served by Cox Cable. And I shouldn't be saying that online, but that's too bad because they had a problem. And it was probably the high winds and the rain that we had that created the problem. But I was questioning whether I was going to be able to do this today or not. But thank heaven, by the time I got to work this morning, it was all fixed. They did a really good job putting it all back together to function. So I got to give them kudos for that. We made it. So here I am. And here you are. And as kinky as I am right now, this is what I got.
You do. Jenny, you do keep on cutting out, though, but I don't know if that's my end or what.
I don't know. You did cut out a little bit when you were just talking, so I have no idea. It could be anything in the world at this point with the way things have been going for the last couple of days around here, so I'm not even hazarding a guess. It's just, we'll just fly with what we get and not worry about it.
Yeah.
It's okay. So we started with midnight.
Yes.
After midnight. We started with after midnight, but it was midnight. I'm see where my mind is just jello. We're going to head to the grassroots now and kind of keep a theme going for, I don't know, 3 or 4 songs here. And we're going to go with the grassroots doing Midnight Confessions. And I like it.
Okay.
All right, Grassroots with Midnight Confessions. And I've always loved that song. Why? I couldn't tell you, but I like it. So that's the important part. And we can keep the midnight theme going with Creedence Clearwater Revival and the Midnight Special.
Well, you wake up in the morning, you hear the work bell ring, and I march you to the table. You see the same old thing. Ain't no food upon the table. There's no fork up in the pan. But you better not complain, boy. You get in trouble with the man.
Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a ever loving light on me.
There we have it. Creedence Clearwater is always good. You know, sometimes his voice just kind of strikes you as, this dude sounds really strange. But it's so unique. You know, it's so unique, you have to like it.
Yeah.
So I love Creedence. I love Creedence. And it doesn't matter if you call them country, or you call them country rock, or you call them southern rock, or you call them rock and roll, whatever you want to call them, they're good. It just doesn't matter what style you want to label the music. It's just good. So that's how Creedence rolls. I've got one more Midnight song. Have y'all watched The Rose, the movie called The Rose? It's really kind of sad, the sequence of events and the way it ends up. But it is such a good movie. It really is a good movie. But this song is from The Rose, and so, of course, Bette Midler is singing it because she plays a star, a singing star in the movie. And this is called Midnight in Memphis, and it. Do now is I've got a Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band, and they're going to go Against the Wind. So here we go with that.
that we move. Caught like a wildfire out of control, till there was nothing left to burn and nothing left to prove. And I remember what she said to me, how she swore that it never would end. I remember how she held me all so tight. Wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. Against the wind, we were running against the wind. We were young. Myself alone, surrounded by strangers I thought were my friends. Found myself further and further from my home, and I guess I lost my way. There were oh so many roads. I was living to run and running to live, never worried about paying or even how much I owed.
Okay, there we go with Marshall Tucker next. And Marshall Tucker, it's a good band. We don't hear them very often anymore, but they were good. They were really good. And we are going to listen to them sing, Can't You See? And awesome. Just awesome. See, Marshall Tucker was a good band. We just need to play a little more of them because they're just, Creedence Clearwater, Marshall Tucker. Oh, yeah. I could do that concert very, very nicely, and it could go on for hours, and I wouldn't mind at all. It would be nice.
Why not?
Exactly. Why not? Exactly. As long as it's not raining outside and it's not an outside venue. That would be like Woodstock memories, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think I could deal with that. I was too young to be at Woodstock, but I don't think I would want to go to that kind of a 3-day in the mud and muck type of festival. I couldn't deal with that. I don't do well with dirt, you know? I just don't do well with dirt. That's not my thing. Okay, now that we've kind of brought the mood down a little bit, a little more mellow, I have a song now to where you want to take a minute to put in your mind that person that means more to you than anyone else. You know, whether they know it or not doesn't matter. Whether they agree or not doesn't matter. But chances are, if you really feel this way about them, they know it. Because you can't hide this. This is a song for those who just... where you look at this other person and you just want to be held in their arms, to look in their eyes, and to dance. Just dance. Not the 1960s jiggle and shake, wiggle and roll type of dances, but a nice, slow, arms around each other dance. Just to be able to be close. And that's what this is all about.
Nice.
This is a song by Elvis. And the song is, I love this song. I just love this song. It's called This Is Our Dance.
We had a real good evening. Now all our friends are leaving, so we'll be alone. Wait till everybody has gone, then play just one more song. Cause this is our dance, darling.
Good that I muted my mic, because I did sing along. I love that song. I love to sing to it. I might have to do it. It's just wonderful. It gives you that. It gives you that little, that smooth, wonderful, soft, fuzzy feeling. You know what I mean? It's great.
It's comfy.
It's totally.
Off the roof, that one.
I love it. Oh, I love it. That was on the Love Letters album. Brandon tells me that was on the Love Letters album. So that's where you can look for it if you want to. That's fine. Hmm. And I have something that it's not mellow, it's not quiet, but it's got the same kind of a feeling. And it's by Chicago, who, oh my goodness, if you ever got to see them perform, it was, I mean, they had the horns and the guitars and the keyboards and the drums, and they just went to town and back. It was great. I loved watching Chicago. This song is called Only the Beginning, and it's fantastic.
And what I feel, I quickly
Oh, yeah. I got to admit, I toyed with the idea of just stopping it early, but I couldn't. I just couldn't.
That was weird, wasn't it, at the end?
Yeah, but it was so awesome. It's like
I was expecting
doing...
Barry Manilow to come on. Coco Cabana.
There you go. There you go. Hey, why not? That it worked, right? It would have been a good segue.
Yeah.
That would have done great. But yeah, it's you can't. You just can't stop that before it quits itself. It just gets to you. And now that we're completely and totally exhausted, it's time to play a request. And this request was from Brandon. It's by Edwin McCain. And it's called I'll Be. And it's beautiful. All right, there we go. Edwin McCain, I'll Be. And I love that, where you're just offering someone to be whatever it is they're needing in the moment. Their crying shoulder, their support, their commiseration partner, their partner in having fun, whatever it is they're needing at the moment, you are that for them. And that's how they feel for you. And I think that's just absolutely fantastic to have that kind of relationship with someone. That's, we all need that more than we realize. We just need somebody that's going to be there no matter what. No matter what. And that would be wonderful. And us lucky ones have that. And it's great. Okay. One more request from Brandon. And this is from Los Lonely Boys. And yeah, that's kind of a Spanish thing tossed in there. Why they mixed it, I don't know, but that's up to them. It's good. Mm-hmm. Los Lonely Boys, How Far Is Heaven?
Keep on living. How far is heaven?
All right. And now we're going to completely change tracks. And we're going all the way back to 1965. And Chris Andrews is going to do something for us. And it doesn't have the sophistication that some of these songs I've been playing have, but it's still a good song. It's just a 1965 song. So here we are with Chris Andrews doing Yesterday Man.
I'm her yesterday man.
Requesting Alan Sherman. Now, I don't know if you guys remember, Alan Sherman is the one that did Camp Granada, you know, Hello Mother, Hello Father song. He did that.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, I love that song. That is so funny. So this one is just as funny in a different way, and we're playing it for fun. We're playing it as just a parody. It's fun, it's funny, and that's all it's meant for. So this is Alan Sherman doing a song to the same tune as Big Bad John that Jimmy Dean did way back when. And this is called Big Bad Don. We all know who Don is. So here's Alan Sherman.
Every morning at the office, you can see him arrive. He stands 6'2" and weighs 195. Now, some don't like him, some think he's hip, but all agree he gives a lot of lip. Big Don.
Big Don. Big Don.
Big Bad Don. The Donald.
Big Don.
Now, it's no secret where the money came from. He appeared on the scene with a mighty sum. He doesn't smoke, never had a drink, but about that hair, his barber stinks, Big Don. Now, the road to the White House is muddy and rough. If you want to win, you You gotta talk tough. Lay your cards on the table. Think with your gut. Make America great. Who cares if you're a nut? Big Don. Big Don. Big Don. Big Bad Don. Big Don. Then came the day of the big debate. He was number one. Must have been fate. Bush was praying, so was Cruz. Trump got applause, they got booed, except Don. Then Megyn Kelly stepped up to the plate. She asked Big Don, is it women you hate? Don just smiled, said, it's not true. Maybe Rosie O'Donnell, but certainly not you. Big Don. Big Bad Don. Big Don. Well, he came out a winner, went up in the polls. People love this guy, the young and the old. Will he stay on top? Only time will tell. Meanwhile, he's gonna raise some hell, Big Don. Got his own jet plane, plays golf all day, rolls on like a tank, nothing gets in his way. He's got swagger and juice, tries to play fair. Now, if he just do something with that frickin' hair. Big Don. Big Don. Big Bad Don. Big Don. Now there's a long, long time till that November date. Who knows what'll happen? We'll just have to wait. But this I can say without a doubt. This guy has got a big, big mouth. Big Don. Big Don. Big Don. Big Bad Don. Big Don. Trump Tower. Big Don. Trump Resorts. Big Don. Trump Golf. Big Don. Mr. President. Big Don. Big Don. Big
Don. You have to admit that that was funny. Not respectful. Mm-hmm. No, not respectful, but Alan Sherman isn't a respectful kind of comedian, so it's okay. And as I said, it was just made for fun, and that's all it was. And I thought it was funny, but I'm a little off the wall, so that's okay. We have one now. We haven't done this the last 2 weeks, but you all know that I'm a big fan of trucking songs. And so this same person, this good friend, requested a trucking song for me. And it's Mo Bandy and Joe Stampley doing Roll On Big Mama. It's a good song. Well, I think so.
Roll on, Big Mama. There ain't no road that we ain't run. Up through the Colorado mountaintop, down through the desert where Reno stops, north to the green of Coeur d'Alene. There ain't no road that we ain't seen. We ain't seen. Roll on.
smoke with every stroke, sing the song with a heavy note. And rambling is the life I chose, sitting here between the doors, the yellow line of keeping time, the things that are running through my mind, through my mind. Sun. There ain't no road that we ain't run. Up through the Colorado mountaintop, down to the desert where we no stop, north to the green of Coeur d'Alene. There ain't no road that we ain't seen. We ain't seen. Roll on, big mama, you'll sing.
All right, there we go with Roll On Big Mama by Mo Bandy and Joe Stampley. And those guys, when they're singing and switching off, it's hard to tell who's who. There's just a little bit of difference between their voices. And I think that's
nice.
Cool. Yeah, it is. It's fun. It's kind of fun, isn't it? Yeah, they used to play that one. Yeah, they used to play that one big time on the radio. That was a main song that they would play. So that was kind of cool.
That was nice.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I thought, right, cool. We got a good one. I have one more request by this friend. And does everybody remember Freddie Starr? He was one of he was one of ETA's, the Elvis tribute artists, and he was very good. And we lost him a little over a week ago, about a week and a half ago. We lost him, and I don't remember. I think he was 76. I'm not real sure. But at any rate,
something.
I think it was 70. Anyway, it doesn't matter. He's gone home. And this song was by Freddie Starr and the Jordanaires.
I see that.
This is good. And it's one of Elvis's songs. It's The Girl of My Best Friend. And it's awesome. I loved it. So enjoy.
But we're
no mistake in that bass. You know, there's just no mistake in that bass. And yeah, right at the beginning, he sounds very much like Elvis. Well, I saw the
great
video.
Singer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The world is
very
a poorer place. The world is a poorer place, but heaven is richer. So, you know, we've got his recordings. We can still enjoy hearing him. Yeah. And when you watched him, you knew he was having fun.
Yes, definitely.
Fantastic. And now, to top that off, I'm going to do a song actually by Elvis. And this is called She's Not You. And let your heart cry.
Mm-hmm. Her hair is soft and her eyes are oh so blue. She's all the things a girl should be, but she's not you. She knows just how to make me laugh when I feel blue. She's everything man could want, but she's not you. And when we're dancing, it almost feels the same. I've gotta stop myself from whispering your name. She even kisses me like and it's just breaking my heart, 'cause she's not whispering your name. She even kisses me like you used to do, and it's just breaking my heart, 'cause she's not you. And it's just breaking my heart, 'cause she's not you.
Isn't that great?
Lovely.
Love that. And that's the real Elvis voice.
Yeah.
That's the real Elvis voice. And when you hear them back to back, you can tell the difference. But Freddie Starr was good. He didn't try to do an Elvis impression. You know, but his voice, probably from years of doing it, did sound somewhat like Elvis' voice. So that's cool. That's totally cool. I like it. And right now, we're going to hear the Righteous Brothers. And the Righteous Brothers are going to sing Rock and Roll Heaven because it's so appropriate.
There's a rock and roll heaven where you know the
All right. So we just need to remember that. We don't really lose anybody. They go to rock and roll heaven. And that's a wonderful thought. Just think how much fun that's going to be when we get there. Oh, my goodness. I can wait, but it's something to look forward to. So that's okay. All right. It's that time in the show to where I want to say thank you, especially to Ann, who actually got to call in and didn't get cut off. And the switchboard actually let us connect this time. That was wonderful. I'm so glad you called, Ann. It's great. And I love it when you're allowed to stay. Oh, I hope you had a good time, even with my jello brain trying to function here. You know, it's not hot enough for it to melt, so I don't know what's going on today. But you know,
don't worry about it, Jenny. I have thoughts like that.
You know what? I don't worry about it because there's not a thing I can do about it.
Yeah,
it's fine. It rolls out the way it rolls out, and it's usually okay. So not a problem. And I want to remind everybody that Monday is the day that we are celebrating Memorial Day, even though it's not actually until the 31st. We are going to celebrate it here in the United States on the 27th, Monday the 27th. For some reason, we always celebrate it on a Monday. And that is the last Monday of May, so that's when we're going to celebrate Memorial Day. So it's a good day for everyone to just think about those that we've lost in this last year. You know, we lost, the Bee Gees. We've only got one of them left, one of the brothers left. That's it. And we lost Robin this year. Freddie Starr just recently, Doris Day just recently. There have been a couple of big names, a couple of not quite so big names that only some of us recognize, but they were all important to somebody. And we just want to remember them. That's what Memorial Day is for. Remember those that were close to your heart that you have lost in your life. I know that I'm going to remember my sister and my grandma and grandpa, and I have two aunts that I really still miss, and it's just a day of remembrance. And so that's what we just need to remember, a day of remembrance. And it's going to be hard in some ways. It's going to be beautiful in a lot of ways. Just let your heart feel what it feels. That's what the day is all about. And be thankful that these people were in your life or were around for you to know about them for the time that they were here, because they make our lives richer and more beautiful.
They do.
So either with the love that we shared or with their talents. And you can't beat that. It can't beat that. So that being said, I absolutely want to thank everybody that listened to the show, whether it was just part of it or the whole show. Thank you for tuning in, because that's what makes it worth doing, is knowing that people are listening and enjoying the music. That's what it's all about. Simply Music with Jenny on the TCB Network. That's what we do on this show. And, you know, if you could call in, that's all right. If you listened, that's fantastic. If you couldn't listen and you're going to listen later, that's fantastic too. It all counts. It's all good. It all puts joy in your soul. And that's what it's about. That's music. All right. So what we've got to sing us out here, and we might have some leftover time, but that's okay. But right now we're going to do another Elvis song, and it's called It Keeps Right On Hurtin'. So here we go.
I cry myself to sleep each night, wishing I could hold it tight. Life seems so empty since you went away. The pillow where you lay your head now holds my empty dreams instead. And it keeps right on a hurting since you go. It keeps right on a hurting every minute of the day. Every hour you're away, I feel so lonely, and I can't help it. I don't think I can go home, and it keeps right on a hurting since you go. They say man is supposed to cry, but when I see you passing by, my heart breaks down and cries a million tears. The pillow where you lay your head now holds my empty dreams instead. And it keeps right on a hurting since you go. It keeps right on a hurting every minute of the day. Every hour you're away, I feel so lonely, and I can't help it. I don't think I can go home, and it keeps right on a hurting since you go. Yes, it keeps right on a hurting since you go.
All right. Good night, everyone. I hope you really enjoyed yourself. I enjoyed it. And it's wonderful. Music is the language of the soul. And just remember, love makes the world go round, guys. Give somebody a hug. And that'll go a long way toward lifting your own heart. Right now, we're going to play Chicago, Color My World, and this will be the last thing you hear on my show today. So good night, and see you next week.